Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's all well and good about Drake May, but Keith,
yeah,
you ready to rip into these baby players?
I kind of am. I know my role. I know exactly what my role is.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that necessarily on the ride in today, but here we are.
Here we are. I heard, as I'm assuming many of you did out there, the full content replay.
Yep. A rare content replay.
Yep. At 9 o'clock, the full rant from Jelani Tavai about Patriots fans, you out there driving around in the city. I had seen the clip earlier today. I listened to the full thing. It was almost more confusing on a re-listen.
It's tough. It's a tough go. I feel like picking fights with the fan base is a losing proposition, although the Patriots are very used to losing. So maybe they just want to keep that streak going. They've lost several games in a row. They are the worst team in the NFL. And now they're like, well, we can't beat the opponent ever. Maybe we now try to tell the fans what they should do. Not good.
Not good. A good place. And he's not the first to do it. I mean, you ranted yesterday about Dietrich Wise.
Friend of the show, going to join us today. See how that goes.
Scheduled.
That's right.
To be joined by Dietrich Wise at some point here today on a Patriots Friday.
Time TBD. Keep it locked in.
We were also scheduled until late yesterday to be joined today by Alex Van Pelt.
What happened?
I think he basically told the media yesterday that he's fired and won't be back.
So he's like, I'm not going on with Jones and Keith.
I mean, that would be my reading between the lines. Yeah. We'll be talking to Jeremy Springer today.
I think it's
noteworthy. We're looking forward to talking to him.
2 weeks in a row for Springer.
It's interesting. That's not the way the agreement's supposed to work.
It's a coordinator series. We talk to each coordinator. They take turns talking to the coordinator.
It's supposed to be a rotation is what it's supposed to be. And it was Alex Van Pelt's turn in the rotation. So what does that tell us about his job security? Nothing good. But I think we already knew that. So we are scheduled to be joined by Dietrich Wise, friend of the show, also complaining about fans booing after the game. Man. We'll get to all your thoughts here today. I'm sure you have a lot of them. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text line. You can interact with the show on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat there. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. In case you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, here's Jelani Tavai. Earlier today, he said he got into it with a fan. The fans were booing. I got into it with a fan a little bit. He was kind of laughing it off.
Yeah.
And then he said this about Patriots fans and their lack of support.
There's a reason why they're fans. Everybody can say what they think that we should be doing, but in the long end, they're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing, or whatever the Caps are doing. You know, the fans. Like, I appreciate them at times, but sometimes they just gotta know their place and just, you know, understand that it's a work in progress. Rome wasn't built in one day, you know. And there's been, like I said before in another interview, there's been teams that have shown, you know, a work in progress team, you know, like the Lions, 4 years ago when Dan Campbell took over, what were their record?
They had 3 wins.
Yeah. Right. Do you guys remember what their record was?
Yeah, 3-13, I believe it was.
Okay.
I love that. He's like, oh, gotcha.
So I have several thoughts. Okay. I have several thoughts.
Can I just summarize the comments real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a reason they're fans.
Yeah. Because we suck at sports. We don't know anything about sports. We're stupid fans.
They're not qualified.
Yeah. Is Gerard Mayo?
Well,
I was
going to say.
Mayo qualified for his job?
Well, hang on. He said,
be real.
He said fans are not as qualified as Gerard Mayo. True, I guess.
Yeah. He's more qualified, but is he qualified?
Is he qualified?
No.
No.
No. No. Oh, sorry.
We'll get to Gerard Mayo. I think Mike Reese officially put the hit out on Gerard Mayo today.
Talk about being done.
Multiple platforms. Yeah. Print, social media, the whole thing. I think the hit is out on Gerard Mayo from Mike Reese. We'll explain coming up.
All right.
He said, I appreciate the fans.
No, he doesn't.
... at times.
Yeah, when they cheer for me, when the one play I made.
Yeah, three times this year would be my guess.
Yeah, both tackles.
And he wants fans to know their place. Keith, your thoughts.
So,
they just got to know their place.
You know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
It is wild to say that, especially when who you are speaking to at that moment is just fans.
Yep.
Only fans of the team. Like, that is the audience, right? This isn't post-game media scrum. People might miss it. This isn't even talking with other players. Maybe that's how a lot of players feel. That's fine if they feel that way. But I feel like voicing it to the fans is insane, especially when you're not a very good player. Like, I think that is also a factor. People couldn't pick Jelani Tavai out of a lineup. You could bump into him at Duncan. You wouldn't know it was Jelani Tavai at all. Tell me one thing about Jelani Tavai other than he goes on the Greg Hill Show. I'm out.
He misses tackles.
Okay, so you got good. You got me.
He's been on a lot of losing teams
also,
in his career.
He references, a lot of losing teams. You mentioned the Lions. He mentions the Lions.
Yep.
This is insane. So basically, they're the Lions. They're going to be the Lions. So this also drives me nuts. So the Lions were 3-13 that year. Did they lose 7 in a row going into the year and have maybe their worst performance ever at home in the penultimate game of the season? No, they did not.
Not my recollection.
They went 3-3. They actually showed signs of growth. They were, to his point, were getting better. They were a work in progress. Rome wasn't built in a day. Great. What? How many days? How many days did it take? How many seasons did it take? And so to say that the fans need to know their role is asinine. So, like, only cheer? You've given us nothing to cheer for all season long.
Well, and that is what Dietrich Weiss said. Dietrich Weiss said they should roll with us and only cheer. And
it's an insane thing. Mm-hmm. It's a ridiculous take. But it also just sounds so stupid because the fans do. Like, they support the team and, like, going to the team. Like, that's how these pro sports work. These guys aren't getting – and I hate to play this side of it, but do you think there's going to be millions and millions of dollars for all these players if there are zero fans? No. Ask some of these sports in these non-Big Four sports franchises that have started and folded. Like the USFL and the XFL and all that. They didn't have the fan base. So where do they go? They go nowhere. They don't have the money to support it. So to say they don't know their role and basically – we can't, because you're not a professional athlete, you can't have an opinion about the team is a wild stance
and look,
to have.
By the way, Jelani, you're allowed to have your opinion.
Great.
You have your opinion.
Please do, but don't tell us that we can't.
Well, this would be my recommendation from a PR standpoint, which I know this organization struggles with. From a PR standpoint, keep it to yourself. You're allowed to share it. Go ahead and share it if you want.
Yeah, that's great.
But get ready to deal with the blowback. Mike Reese is already predicting an apology, by the way. Mike Reese said there will be an apology from Jelani Tavai today. That is his prediction. So go ahead. I mean,
and
have
there's
whatever.
A drive to the left. It'll be a home run for
it's
Castellanos.
It's America, Jelani. It's America. Have whatever opinion you want. You're entitled to it. Of course you can have your opinion, but it's a loser opinion. It's a clown opinion.
Yeah.
And it makes sense coming from a loser like Jelani Tavai.
Do you know? There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
There's Tavai.
So that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Continue that apology.
I am a man of faith.
There is arguably no bigger loser since he's come into the league. Good point by the text line. Ironic, Jelani brings up the Lions.
He was
because
on the Lions.
You know what one of their first moves was?
Get rid of him.
Moving on from that bum. Here's his career record,
they
Keith.
They got significantly better the moment they moved on from
Here's
him.
Here's his career record. 3-12-1. 5-11.
Okay.
10-7-0-1. That's a playoff loss.
10-7. Oh, that was 2021.
Yeah, that was
Mac
his first
Jones
year
team.
In New England.
Hell
new,
yeah.
New team, new him.
What happened?
8-9, 4-13, 3-13, probably 3-14.
Not great, Bob.
He is about to play in his, 101st career game.
Congratulations.
100th regular season game. He has 33 wins.
What? Not great.
loser.
It's not great. Yeah, he's a losing player. He fits in well with this team. That's the other thing that we'll get into throughout the show is that all the players, they're not saying anybody specifically, but they're just like, we need more talent. Like, so basically, everyone's just burying each other. Like, everybody's like, nobody else here is good. They're like, coach is good, but the players are all terrible. Keith Spiracy, you ready for this?
Yes.
This is going to blow your mind, maybe knock your socks off.
Okay.
Robert Kraft put Jelani Tavai up to this to take a little heat off of Jerod Mayo. We're not talking about how incompetent Jerod Mayo is this morning. We're talking about what a clown Jelani Tavai is.
Well, not yet, because I like this. I like this. Jerod Mayo talks in 2 minutes, so
he'll take the heat back on.
Get ready for it. The spotlight will be right back on him.
But for 2 hours, we were talking about Jelani Tavai, not Jerod Mayo, and how in over his head he is.
They're already paying Tavai, right?
Yeah, what's his contract?
Why are they paying that guy? They paid him this offseason. It's another one of the bums they brought back. Another loser bum they brought back from a loser bum team last year. Oh, you need players. Oh, you can't let everybody go. You have good players on this team. Wrong.
Good re-sign by the Wolfpack.
Bring back losers. This is what you get. Yeah. And so
you're probably going to find a new place for him.
Maybe. Robert Kraft put him up to it. I like it.
You think he's going to get a warm reception on Sunday in the season finale?
I'm sure the fans will go real nice with
it. They're like, hey, great point, Jelani. Yeah. We're just going to sit here and cheer when you guys make a play, which probably isn't going to be often.
He's going to go full on Milbury and go into the stadium and beat someone with a shoe. What he's going
to
do this
weekend. I'm not trying to fight the guy. I mean, he is a professional football player.
I'm saying how he'll react. He's already fighting with fans last weekend. Never mind what's ready for him. So that is just embarrassing.
Yeah.
In a long line of embarrassing moments this year, it might be the capper from Jelani Tavai, of all people. There's a reason your fans out there, you're not qualified.
Yeah.
He appreciates you.
No, he doesn't.
At times.
Yeah.
And you should know your place.
I also love that he's setting that it's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. 2024, we were all watching the team.
Yep.
They won 4 games.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They fired the greatest head coach of all time because they won 4 games. Mm-hmm. The next year, progress.
Mm.
3 games.
Yeah, not so
doesn't
much progress.
Doesn't seem as much progress as I was
one
hoping for.
One game to go, Keith.
They could maybe equal their total
one
from here
to go. One game
to go.
Don't sell them short.
And they probably will win, which will get fans even more pissed off because then they'll be picking fourth in the draft and not first.
There's that, too. So all your thoughts on Jelani Tavai all day long here on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Friday. We were supposed to be joined by Alex Van Pelt, who I think has already been given the pink slip, honestly.
Which they're is like, kind of too
they're
bad.
They're like, coach in the last game, but he's already gotten his pink slip. So we're going to talk to Jeremy Springer, special teams coordinator, and Dietrich Wise, who also was critical of you fans out there. Stay tuned for it today.
Honest question.
Yes.
About AVP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, we've actually praised him quite a bit. He wasn't given a lot to work with. Drake May looks pretty good overall. You got to give Alex Van Pelt some credit for that, blah, 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 blah. As it relates to us, because I'm narcissistic, as it relates to us, do you think...
Yeah, talk about what's important.
Do you think they said to him, like, hey, Alex, it's your week to do the radio hit, and he said, no, I'm not doing that? Or do you think they went to him and were like, you don't need to do that?
Yeah,
like,
probably the second thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he would really care, to be honest. He did the press conference yesterday.
I think he's...
It's not like he comes on here and he's like, oh, screw these guys. I don't think.
We've asked him about his job security at least one of these interviews, maybe more than one.
He answers like a pro.
Yeah, he gets a little snippy with odd questions from time to time.
I asked him one odd question, which over, what, 7 interviews but or no, so isn't too bad.
But largely, I'm with you.
That's an odd question.
Besides that one, I think he's handled every question we've asked straight up about whether or not he's back, whether or not he should be back, whether he agrees with the Crafts and their criticism, and he's rolled with most of it. So
By the way, that wasn't an odd question.
No,
if I remember, it was back when Jacoby Brissett was still playing, and I was like, what was it? Like, the bigger issue, like, the time to, like, the lineman protecting or, like, the quarterback getting rid of the ball?
Yeah.
Anyway, but
odd question, Keith.
Yeah, I bet they were like, you don't need to do this.
So we were supposed to talk to him. He's not going to come on today, which, again, I think is a tell. Never mind what he did with the media after his interview yesterday. We'll play that for you coming up.
Yeah.
But on top of the Tavai comments, which are juicy.
Sure.
We'll see if Jerod Mayo responds to them as he hits the podium right now. Keep our eyes peeled for any comments from Mayo.
Jerod Mayo is an expert at walking back comments. So if this is actually where his coaching is really going to shine.
Mm.
He's probably going to get the most out of Jelani Tavai in the walk back because he's like, listen,
Look, here's how you do it.
Johnny, I do this every single week.
Every single week I say something
just
dumb.
Say you were
and
running,
I have to walk it back.
Just say you were running hot and then say something else and then move on to the next thing. And then people will move on. People have short memories.
I didn't call the fans losers. I said we're losing.
They were acting like losers.
They were acting
they're
like losers.
They're not actual losers.
You're not a loser just because you're not a professional athlete. You just kind of act like one.
No, you're
loser.
Place.
You're a loser.
You kind of carry yourself like one. So that's what I meant to say.
Also, if you're going to expand on it, and he says they need to know their place.
Mm-hmm.
What's their place?
I don't know. Mine would
specifically
be
what?
Mine would be home on the couch, not showing up to watch this trash ass team. That would be my place.
Chugging a beer, watching Red Zone. Would be
watching anyone but the Patriots. That would be my personally. That would be my place.
That sounds like a nice place.
But go ahead and do what you
want.
How many
seats are gonna be the people's place on Sunday? Is this thing gonna be?
Is there a chance people like really show up and really let them have it now, based on this and Dietrich Wise and everything else?
I think people like if they already spent money on it. I'm cheap. I'm not going to, like, not go. If I had already paid tickets for it, I'm going to the game.
But you could probably get them real cheap on the secondary market.
Well, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm saying if you wanted to show up and really let them have it.
You could give them the business.
Yeah. Or cheap seats.
Or stay home. What's a louder message? Sorry to cut you off for the third time in a row. What's the bigger message if you're a player? Looking up in the crowd and having it be basically empty? Or, let's say, a little bit more than half full, but they're booing.
Booing.
That's worse?
Yes. I mean, yeah. Wasn't last week worse? It's been half empty.
Yeah,
wasn't last week worse?
Well, that's probably true. I just think of like when players look like you're
it's
a pro.
$27 get in on the secondary market.
Yeah, you want to let them have it. $27. That's all it costs you.
Two and a half
to
hams?
To go let them have it.
Two and a half hams, you can go in there?
It's rated 9.9. Amazing.
If you win the Bozo touchdown parlay coming up, you can really splurge on some tickets.
I like the sound of that.
So this is worth mentioning to me. Gerard Mayo should not be back. I hope he's not back. My guess as of yesterday was... Well, I think Robert Kraft will be too gun-shy. I think Mike Reese this morning put out the hit. I think it's out there. There's not a lot of new stuff in his latest, up now, at ESPN Boston. Patriots coach Gerard Mayo's roller coaster first season. Turbulence, questioning coaching calls, erratic messaging in news conferences, and poor performances has led to uncertainty at the head coaching position.
Yeah, I'd say.
There's not a lot of new stuff in there. It's mostly a recap, but it is lengthy. It's a lengthy recap of all the crap, and I don't think Reese puts that out there if he didn't think there was a real good chance that Mayo is gone. He's accompanied that with a tweet today.
Nice.
And I'll read this. It's more bite-sized. It's more digestible.
Reese's pieces.
Yeah, it's a piece.
Yeah.
Instead of a whole column. He says, all eyes are on Robert and Jonathan. What will be their response to a 2024 season that began with low expectations and yet was still filled with more disappointment than promise? For the prior 24 years, they could mostly deflect to Bill Belichick on the state of the football team and its direction. Surely they can see there is much more external negativity than positivity surrounding the Patriots at this time.
I think that's a fair statement.
That would include Tavai's comments this morning, which is saying something, considering the presence of rookie quarterback Drake May.
Yeah.
They believed enough in first-year head coach Gerard Mayo and first-year executive vice president of player personnel Elliot Wolf to hand them the keys to the franchise. And the question now is how much that belief has been shaken by what has unfolded. Because the Patriots are not buttoned up as a franchise at the moment. Clarity from the Kraft should be coming. Strong leadership from them is needed now more than ever.
He gone!
Do we get a press conference from the Krafts next week, regardless? Whether it's saying, like, hey, he's our guy, or obviously he's not our guy?
Statement, maybe?
Yeah, at least.
Like a letter to the fans? Callahan,
well, you're gonna get
Callahan had this over the weekend. It was not... A letter from Robert
that
and Jonathan?
That wasn't actually Robert Kraft?
No. It was Andrew Callahan acting as them.
Oh, got it. He was doing like a little role play.
I can see how that would be confusing.
Sure, could be.
Reading comprehension is difficult. Yes. I can see how that would be confusing. Uh-huh. But it was a letter that Callahan sort of play acted as
the
Kraft.
Like, this is what he should do.
Oh, it's what they have done the last few years after the season's over. They come out and do it.
These are specific things they should say.
Oh, they should say. Yeah.
I wonder if it'll be... Like, just the season ticket holders or what they've done in the past. Remember that whole weird one where they're like, we are going to retain Gerard Mayo and we are going to get a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Then they went from that season into a four. After they did that, they won four games. After that big message and they got rid of Matt Patricia and they got Bill O'Brien, they won four games.
Well, and we know what happened. They put in writing that Mayo was the next head coach.
Sure did.
He undermined Bill.
Yeah.
The whole organization has really taken a nosedive since that point.
It's been great.
So I think the hit is out on Mayo officially from Mike Reese, from ownership. That's my read on it. And I don't know if you can exactly connect the dots that much. Like Robert said, hey, Mike, post the piece. But his read from inside the organization is that Mayo ain't safe. Yeesh. And so he wouldn't write that. He's too responsible. He's too nice. He wouldn't write that without knowing that's the way it goes. So I think that's noteworthy from Mike Reese today. On top of these Jelani Tavai comments, again, let me recap them for you. There's a reason you out there are fans. You're not qualified.
Yeah, we're not fast and strong.
I appreciate, or he appreciates you, rather, at times.
No.
And you should know your place. We'll get to all of that. 617-779-7937.
And they're the Lions. Fear not, they're the Lions.
And don't worry, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, look at Detroit.
They're going to be the Lions in short order. Oh, by the way, the Lions moved on from me, and they got good. Oh, by the way, from Jelani Tavai.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have any reaction to the comments that Jelani Tavai may not deliver this morning?
I've handled that internally. We had a conversation about it, so I'm going to keep that in-house.
After,
I will say this. Look, for the fans, I've said this before. I'm a fan of different things too. Like, look, no one's happy. No one's happy with our record. No one's happy where we are right now. And the fans, look, they pay the bills and they come in here and they demand us, demand us to go out there and perform well. And we haven't done that this year. So, look, I understand.
Yeah, after comments that were made by Devon Godshaw and Deidre Twice earlier in the week, did you address the players about how they should speak about fans?
No, I've talked to the guys about how, you know. Look, they're getting caught up in trying to defend me. And look, I told them, look, I appreciate it. But at the same time, the fans are, you know, the most important thing here. And they want to see good football and they want to see wins.
Tell you what,
I will say this.
I will. That's the first time.
Pretty good answer.
And I will say this actually worked out for him.
It paid off. He should have just kept going with that because I think he even realized he sort of answered the question. I'll keep it in house. But then he's like, I can probably expand on this, which helped in this case.
No. For the first time ever, and I will say this, actually helped Jerod Mayo.
I told you, Jerod Mayo could coach up Tavai on the apology. And that's his thing.
It's like the only thing
he's you want to change what you just said? No problem.
You were very confident he would handle this well.
He nailed it.
I wasn't. Score one for Keith.
No, but that is
I will
one,
say this. Yeah. The fans pay our bills. Good line. That is how you should be responding to this. Good line from Mayo.
It's like too little too late to get like the fans on Mayo's side.
Oh, yeah, no,
like,
it's not going to save his job.
But that's sort of the right answer in this case. Because I get what he's saying too. Is I do think some players are defending defending Mayo. But they're doing it in such a weird way where they're then attacking the fans, which is only going to make the fans double down on both. Now they're going to be mad at the players and the coach still. So it's not helping. Because we were saying this before. Like,
who had the line about flipping burgers? That was Folk?
Keith Folk.
That was.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, this is not that far from that.
I'm telling you, the fans are undefeated. There's more of us, and we're going to be here forever. Like, players, that they're going to be in and out of here, right? The fans are here forever. Shockingly, the one time that it seems like it hasn't backfired was Nick Sirianni this year yelling at the fans in Philly. And I was like, this guy's, what is he doing?
They went, I'm like, and those are brutal,
it's Philly fans.
Bloodthirsty fans.
They won every game after that.
They did. They
until
a couple weeks ago.
I mean, that's why wins literally solve everything. Like if you win, everything's fine.
At least the wins are probably coming for this team, right?
No, they have an opportunity though on Sunday, Jones, to change the whole game.
It's true.
They get a win on Sunday, everyone's back.
I'm being told we're going to be joined by another player who's not happy with the fans, Deidre Twice, momentarily.
All right,
is
very
what
good.
I'm being told.
Looking forward to.
So we'll get to some phone calls in a moment, just because I teased it.
Yeah.
This is quick. 3-4 seconds. Alex Van Pelt goes on a whole press conference yesterday. Drake May's going to start for sure. We're going to try to win for sure. He talked about his job security this year and how it's a business. He added, you know, he had some plays he'd like to take back this year. So he has a whole press conference where he answers, you know, some pointed questions, which he's done all year. And I think he's handled pretty well outside of lashing out at Keith once.
My man.
I think he's handled it pretty well. Here is how he ended his press conference yesterday. And just know, Alex Van Pelt is normally or would have been scheduled to join us here today on a Patriots Friday. He is not joining us.
No, he's not.
Which I think is noteworthy along with this.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. Really. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys so much.
So much.
Thank you.
Not talk soon. not see you next season.
I mean, that was...
I'm done. I have one more game to go.
That reeks of, Hey, guys, it. Last time I'm talking to
That's
you.
That's it for me.
That's it for me.
Like, that is it.
You know, and I don't mean to laugh because if he's the only one that gets fired,
it's a mistake.
It's not fair. That's not fair to him. I don't think he's been the greatest at his job. I don't.
He's the only person,
he's
though,
been
on the
better
staff
than everybody else. Yeah.
That has surpassed expectation.
Yes, exactly.
Like, we were talking about what a low bar it is and how yet they've somehow slinked even below it, right? It's like a great limbo line where it's like all the way down on the floor. They still like squeaked underneath it. But like, Van Pelt's been better. Nobody was thrilled with the Van Pelt hiring. And I would imagine even in the organization, they weren't like thrilled with it. That was one of the last man standing situation. They got him. And you're like, oh, by the way, you got to take this rookie quarterback who is the franchise and is our only hope, and you need to coach him up, and you need to not screw him up. And he's done a pretty good job. He's done a pretty good job. And then even some of the issues we have with him really are probably misdirected.
Yeah.
It's not – the lack of aggressiveness isn't on Van Pelt. It's on Mayo. They've both kind of confirmed that throughout the year.
I was going to say, he told us, yeah, I do what coach wants.
So not going for two against Tennessee Titans was not Van Pelt's call. And in weeks after that, we saw some pretty creative two-point plays or, you know, third and short plays that you're like, oh, Van Pelt had that in the bag, but Mayo said kick the extra point, or Mayo said punt, or Mayo said go for the field goal here, or that kind of thing. So if you really look at it that way, Van Pelt's been even better than we anticipated.
It's true. So, like I said, that would not be fair.
Yeah.
That would not be just. If they're blowing up the whole thing,
yeah,
Wolf is gone, Mayo's gone, Covington's gone, Alex Van Pelt is gone, bunch of players are gone. Well, okay, fine. Then Van Pelt can be a part of that. If they're like scapegoating Van Pelt because the owners criticized the play calling,
I think fans will sniff through that. I know we're not qualified for any of this, but I just feel like we'll kind of sniff through that. Nobody's going to be like, okay, good, they're all set for next year.
So, like, again, has he been the greatest at his job? No. There are things I like to see out of Van Pelt that I think he could have done better. But is he the only one who deserves to be scapegoated? No. Mm. And that sounded like a farewell yesterday from Alex Van Pelt. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Friday. We'll get to all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. But as promised, we're joined by Dietrich Wise, Patriots defensive lineman. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich Wise, how are we doing this week?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. You were critical of the fans after the game, booing, getting on Jerod Mayo, the fire Mayo chants. Do you still feel the same way?
Just to let you know, you're a little choppy, so I did not quite hear everything you said. Can you say it again, please?
Yes, you were critical of the fans after the game, the booing, the fire Mayo chants. Oh. Do you still feel the same way?
Okay, so first I'd like to say that we're all frustrated. This is a tough season for everyone. There's a lot of things that have been going on. I do feel like my words were never meant to downplay anybody's passions or standards of the game. Even though I do feel as if that my words that I talked to one of their employees about were misused and construed, it does not downplay how fans feel during the game at all. During the interview when I was talking to the reporter, I was relaying and protecting Coach Mayo and all the inappropriate outbursts during the game. And then I wanted to just say, I want to go on record and say fans have every right to feel how they feel. We have to do a better job of what we put on the field. I don't want to go into what I said. I feel like it'll still get misconstrued. So I just want to sit here and say that I do understand everybody's frustrations from inside the house to all the Patriots Nation. And it's our job every day to go out there and put our best performance and get wins. From day one, we've been saying that our main goal is to win, and our main goal will be to win Sunday.
So just real quick, you said you think your words got misconstrued. I'll just read you back the quote and just tell me what got misconstrued. With all respect to Patriots Nation, they're a little spoiled. We don't appreciate the boos. We don't appreciate the outburst. If you're a fan, be a fan with us through thick and thin. You think you were misrepresented. What was misrepresented?
I don't want to go into everything I said. It would be a long passage.
We got time.
I want to say, go ahead.
No, I'm saying we have time. If it's a long answer, we have time.
If you want to clear it up, this is a good time to do it.
I just want to say I love the fan base. And nobody likes to get booed, but we do understand why they were booing during the game. It was a tough game. 40-7 is not what we wanted. We came out there and we didn't put enough points on the board, didn't stop them neither. So it was very tough, and that's about it.
All right, well, another issue that came out of the game was overall effort and maybe quitting. And I know one of your teammates, Daniel Aquale, mentioned that he saw some guys quitting in the game against the Chargers. Do you feel like effort has been an issue for this team?
I don't feel like effort has been an issue for the team. And I don't feel as if that's what he said. And exactly, I think that's something that was also lost in translation. I feel like Dan loves this team. He puts his best effort out there all the time. He wants more for us. We want to do more for the Patriots Nation and our team. So all that being said, we put 100% into this every single day. And every single day, our main goal is to win and put good product out there on the field.
Now, I know you guys obviously want to win every single game, and yet this weekend, sort of a scenario where if you lose, the team gets the number one pick. And I know you guys aren't worried about the draft and things like that in the future. You're worried about the here and now, but I'm curious if that's even come up. Is that a conversation that any of the guys have had, knowing that, you know, for the franchise going forward, it's actually better to lose?
Everybody's talking about it outside of here, but every day is we come into this meeting room, and the first thing that coach said and the players have said and all the other coaches echoed is we're going to win this game. Our mindset is to win this game. Our mindset is not to go in there and just tank or whatever people think we should do. If it is, our main goal is to win, put our best product out there on the field, and that's it.
Talking to Patriots defensive lineman Dietrich Wise here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI, you said you were defending Mayo. A lot of players are defending Jerod Mayo. Do you think he would be back with the team next year?
You know, that's up to the coaches and the football staff. Whatever they choose. If I'm back, I'll be happy and would love to play for the Patriots Nation. If not, then I'll address that later on. But as of right now, my main focus is Buffalo and putting a good product out there on the field, leaving this week with the win.
You mentioned your impending free agent status. You want to come back to the Patriots. Do you want to play for Jerod Mayo next season if he's back?
If he's back, I would love to play for Jerod Mayo.
All right. That seems pretty straightforward to me. What do you guys expect from the Bills this weekend? They're obviously in a different situation than they were a couple of weeks ago. Not as much to play for them, but how do you approach this game on Sunday?
So I probably like every other week, they're going to play. I think they said that they're going to play their starters. So, we're going to go out there and get a win. They do a great job moving the ball down the field. However their starters play, as however it is, but our main goal is to stop the run. They still do a good job building for formations to stop the run. And they do a lot of marrying off the run. So what that is they have run plays and they look like pass, but it's run plays. Or they have pass plays that look like run plays, but it's pass. So a lot of play action, a lot of RPOs, a lot of getting the ball into the best player's hands faster.
Well, Dietrich Wise, good luck on Sunday. We appreciate the time all season. You joined us a lot here on Patriots Fridays. You joined us here today. And I know it's not easy conditions around things this season and for your future here in New England. So we wish you the best if we don't talk to you again. And thanks so much for joining us all year long.
All right. right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Dietrich Wise joining us here on a Patriots Friday. He clarified some of his comments from after the game on Saturday against the Chargers. Players are frustrated. No one's happy with the product on the field. No one's happy with the losing. They're defending Jerod Mayo.
Yep.
He did say he was misconstrued. I didn't really hear an explanation for that.
No. I don't think he necessarily was, but he wanted to make it very clear, whether it was written down or not, he wanted to make it clear that the fans have the right to feel any way that they want. So he did clear that part of it up. Because he's right. Like, nobody wants to be booed, but it's a question of, like, just shut up and don't only cheer. Like, I think he's trying to walk that back.
And he called the fans spoiled. And so
he did, yeah.
You know,
We are. Yeah, we are.
Well, that doesn't mean we want to hear it.
No, I understand.
And so he called the fans spoiled, and I assume that's what when he said he was misconstrued or taken out of context or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is a shot at Karen Garigian, who had those comments. Like, I trust Karen on that. He didn't seem to say any of that was wrong outright.
No, it seems like the quote was right.
Did you you sense anything about his answer on Mayo there? Like, that didn't sound like a guy who's like, oh, yeah, Jerod Mayo's back.
If he's back.
He said it was up to the coaches. Which I
don't think so, but
I don't think so either.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
No, I think it just goes to show that, like, there's a lot of uncertainty.
He also said
something.
You think
he knows that he's gone? I don't think he knows, but I think he knows there's a real chance. Oh, hell yeah.
And
yeah, no, it's in play.
I liked his answer to you about the number one pick. He's like, yeah, we're aware of it, because Tavai said today it was the first he'd heard of it.
I mean,
Tavai's like, I didn't even know we were in the mix.
I couldn't even finish the question. And he's like, yeah, we know about the number one pick.
It's like, people won't shut up about it.
This is one of those things where you're like, all right, you want, if you're, for example, if Jelani Tavai thinks they're the Lions, you're better off getting like the first pick in the draft, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right? Like Aiden Hutchinson, getting somebody like that and helping the team. But it's like, oh no, our mindset is to win. Like, it is confusing. You can see how you'd like short circuit as a player.
I don't blame him for that.
No, I know.
Yes, you're aware that you're in the mix for the first pick in the draft. You should be.
Although Dietrich Wise wasn't aware of what, there's like four things that one weekend. Remember, there was like something in college football. Yeah. There was that hit on Trevor Lawrence.
It was
he didn't see the brawl after Michigan, Ohio.
That's what it was, where they planted the flag at midfield.
So who the hell knows?
Oh, this he knows.
Who's to say?
617-779-7937. Patriots Friday, a newsworthy Patriots Friday here today. Today started with Jelani Tavai, Dietrich Wise as well. That's up on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Take that with you wherever you go. It's the new year. You won't miss out on any content from WEEI. We will get to our Bozo touchdown parlay and a lot of you fired up on the phones. We'll do that next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We just talked to Dietrich Wise, a player who said he thought the fans were spoiled. He says those comments were misconstrued. But certainly wasn't happy with the fans booing or the Fire Mayo chants last week.
He did say today fans can feel any way they want to feel, right? Which is nice to hear.
He did.
The players can't control your thoughts.
He blamed Karen Garigian a little bit, but then, he did say fans can think what they want, which is very different than Jelani Tavai today.
You need to know your role and shut your mouth.
All that is up on the Odyssey app. You can seek it out on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll get to the Bozo touchdown parlay coming up. A lot of fans waiting patiently.
Yeah, let's hear from them.
While we were talking to Dietrich Wise.
They're not qualified to talk about the team, so they better not be talking about the team.
It's a good point.
Your role and shut your mouth.
Just make sure when you call us, you jabronis.
Yeah.
That you know your role.
Unless you're a former athlete.
And you understand not qualified to talk to us.
That's it.
Well, talk to us. Talk about the Patriots.
Know your place.
Yeah, know your role. Matt from Walpole, get us started.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm sorry. Just to preface this, I have no qualifications to be talking about this at all. But it's impressive that a team like the Patriots with six Super Bowls can be this horrendous at PR. Like with Jelani Tavai, know your role. Dude, how about you know your role, man? Because you can't plug a gap. They average every team averages 7 yards against us. Or learn your role watching football at my house with me on Sunday, because that's probably what we're doing next year. It's insane. Like, I cannot understand how they do this. And then they go out and they say, yeah, don't worry, we're going to win the next game for you, as if that's not making it worse. Lose the game. I don't want anything back on this team.
Okay, well,
now's not the time to win, fellas.
That I give them,
No, I know. They
just wise me out there trying to win. Like, I'm not going to bust their balls for that. I want them to lose.
No, but
it is
just kind of funny.
It is.
And it, sums up how the season could go.
It is very much in their range of outcomes that they could get Drake May hurt, win the game, screw up the draft positioning. That's something they could do.
Right.
I just want to read this again. Jelani Tavai's career record, 33-65-1.
Yeah, but Rome wasn't built in a day.
He lost a playoff game. He does cite the Lions over and over again.
Yeah, they're the Lions.
I'll just note that his first 2 years in the NFL, he was on the Lions. They stunk.
What happened next?
He left. Now they're pretty good.
Oh.
He came to the Patriots. They've been good for like 2 decades. He got here, and now they're not so good. That's not all his fault, but that's just an interesting correlation with his career.
Because all the players on the team seem to think they need better players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the problem. When you defend Mayo the
Jonathan
way that you
Jones
are.
Told that to Andy and WEI fans. Yeah.
And then, so everybody thinks they need better players. Then it's like, so who's left? You're kind of, as they say, soft snitching on yourself, aren't you?
You're the players.
Like, I suck.
Yeah. All right.
It's not the coach's fault. It's the player's fault. You're a player.
For the other players.
Not me.
I should stay.
The other players.
Get better players around me.
Yeah.
Load it up around me.
Okay.
Barry's in New Bedford. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, guys. I mean, the device statement should piss everybody off. But in reality, the ultimate blame goes to Jonathan and Robert Kraft because they created this dysfunction. They kept it here. You know, after last year, if they just cleaned house and started over, you remove that Belichick stench from the room. You get a whole new approach. People would be patient, but you kept it here. And that's what's going on right now. This dysfunction now is just becoming public. Who needs Hard Knocks when you can see it live? The Patriots are Hard Knocks. This entire season has been Hard Knocks. With the Gerard Mate missteps, the stupid statements, now Tavai's statement, and Keon White. And it's all coming up the bubble. The question is, what are the Crafts going to do about it? Are we going to continue with keeping Club Mayo and this constant? Or are we just going to be, we're just going to get everybody out of that building? And by the way, these are the same people who drafted Tyquan Thornton and Jordan Richards and Cole Strange. Do you really trust them with the number one pick?
No, not really. But
I think
a lot of those were Bill.
Guys.
Yeah.
But also, a funny point about Hard Knocks is they very well
could be on Hard Knocks.
Not if they fire Mayo.
Oh, that's true. With a new coach.
You can't with a rookie coach.
But with Mayo, it could be.
Right. So if they keep Mayo, then they'd be qualified for like the first time ever.
And they'd have to open up their doors to Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
That's another reason to fire him.
I mean, seriously,
we want to show people what's going on behind closed doors here. Bring in a new coach.
No, but it is a fair point. Like you were so ready to move on from Bill Belichick talking about the Crafts, and you wanted to do things differently. So you hired a guy that had only played and coached with him, and then the GM had been with him for the last handful of years anyway.
Yeah, here's why I still think Mayo's back. And Reese wrote today, clarity from the Crafts should be coming. Curran's fanning the flames. Bedard says it's 60% as of yesterday.
Yeah.
He's back. It's probably worse now. I still think Mayo's back because I don't trust the Crafts. I don't trust him to do the right thing. At the end of the day, I can't remember the last good move they made.
I think it's going to be the coordinators. They're going to look at the coordinators and be like, we fixed everything. Van Pelt and Covington are gone, and then that's what they're going to do.
So I really genuinely hope I'm wrong about that. Yeah, he should be gone. But I don't trust the Crafts to make the right move. When's the last time they made the right call on anything? 617-779-7937. Let's rip through our Bozo touchdown parlay today. For this weekend, there's not a lot of games where you can get touchdown odds out there.
No, it's a weird weekend, but there's some games.
A lot of questions around it. I'm going with Adam Thielen, plus 170. Who
Ooh,
are you going with, Keith?
I'm
going
to go Jordan Addison in one of those games that matters, Vikings and Lions. Terps going T. Higgins.
Okay.
Lanny, who are you going with?
Tank Bigsby.
Nice.
Who ran all over the Patriots
back
when they played them.
When he's in London, look out.
And then Nick?
Lamar Jackson sews up his MVP case.
Ooh.
He scores.
Ooh,
all right.
MVP case.
So that's one ham, and that would win you just shy of two PS5s. $852.01.
Okay. Not bad.
Not bad
to
at
ring
all.
In the new year. And we encourage you to shop around. Sometimes there's boosts on some of those apps.
That's right.
To juice that up a little bit. One ham, $852. Adam Thielen, Jordan Addison, Tank Bigsby, Lamar Jackson, T. Higgins. We'll tweet that out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram so you can follow along this weekend. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. And we'll start to mix in some thoughts on the Celtics and the Bruins, both in action last night. Celtics good, Bruins not so much. That's next.